The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 97. So we all sat there waiting for the train. We had arrived before noon, and the station master had said the train would be pulling into the station shortly after 2 p.m. But dinner time had come and passed, and there was still no sign of the train. The platform had gradually filled up during the course of the day, and was now occupied by a number of locals, who were also waiting. I noticed that they all more or less settled in. They put down whatever baggage they had and assumed relaxed postures, either sitting or lying down. A number of them were, in fact, fast asleep. No one was standing, and no one looked down the track in the direction of the expected train. Clearly, no one familiar with this station or this train expected it any time soon. So Corinne and I shrugged our shoulders, curled up on a bench, and drifted off to sleep. It was around midnight when an intense shrieking woke me. I was so startled by the whistle of the train as it pulled into the station that I leapt up off the bench, and Corinne, who had been nestled right next to me, fell onto the ground. I dusted her off, apologizing profusely, and we hurried to get on board, as everyone else was scurrying to do. Why the sudden rush, I thought. After all, the train was 10 hours late. What the hell difference was 5 or 10 minutes of calm boarding going to make? But as all the other people who had been on the platform were now frantically jamming themselves into the thing, we followed suit. When in Rome, I guess. This proved fairly pointless, as once we were all aboard, the engineer turned off the locomotive, got out, and sauntered into the station. We all just sat there. I was a little dumbfounded, as was the rest of our party, but the locals seemed to take it in stride. In fact, they all went back to sleep, it seemed. I tried glaring out the window in the direction of the station, in the hopes of hurrying the engineer along, but this had no discernible effect. When he did emerge from the building, he was not exactly hurrying. I began to suspect I knew the reason this thing was 10 hours late. At any rate, eventually the train started up again, and we rolled off down the tracks towards Borobo and the coast. I was just happy to be moving again.